The 2011 Nobel Prize for Literature is going to Tomas Tranströmer, and here to explain who he is, Patrick Henry Bass, Takeaway contributor and senior editor at Essence Magazine. So who is Tomas Tranströmer?
Well, this is good news. How sweet it is. I mean, he is Swedish. He's 80 years old. He's a poet. And, you know, for the past 3 years on the Takeaway, we've been, you know, bandying about, you know, certain names. And, of course, the people, you know, we had no idea that Hoota Merila would actually win the Nobel Prize for Literature. And so Tomas Tranströmer was a familiar name in terms of betting. He was, it was 10 to 1. It sort of came to prominence in the
last... That was a vote, 10 to...
No, about 10 to 1 in terms of Ladbrokes, you know. Bob Dylan was actually
bookies.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Bob Dylan was at 5 to 1. And then it was also Haruki Murakami. And then Adonis, who's sort of the Susan Lucci now of the Nobel Prizes in terms of the international community, with, of course, Americans like Joyce Carol Oates and Philip Roth, you know, always being bridesmaids and ushers, but never taking the prize. But what's good about Tomas is he is highly influential, especially in North America. And when Stieg Larsson's Millennium Trilogy became popular, he had influenced Larsson. And so people had only talked about Ingmar Bergman in terms of any type of international influence in terms of creative works. And Tomas Tranströmer had been, you know, at it for some time, you know, born in 1931, April 15th. And he writes, you know, very... multifaceted and nuanced poetry, and the Nobel Committee had been looking for some time to award a poet. So people were thinking the thinking was that it would go to Adonis, who is Syrian. Adonis is a bit he would have been a controversial choice. It would have been a safe choice in that way to go with Adonis because he is someone who's a controversial figure in Syria, and he also writes in Arabic, and many people around the world wanted to see someone from Arabic language awarded with the prize. But Larsson writes about nature, and so this whole notion of the environment. Tranströmer writes about. Thank you. It's early. Tranströmer writes about the environment and nature and man. And so in so many ways, it was just perfect. And to just go across the street, really, for the photographers and for the reporters in Stockholm, they didn't have that far to go in terms of knocking on his door and saying, here, you won.
True.
You know, so, yeah.
And in this particular case, rather than, giving encouragement and support to somebody young, in this case, they're giving the award for a body of work, a lifetime of influence.
Yeah, absolutely, which is not surprising. And Tranströmer has had influence around the world, again, especially in North America. This is not an unfamiliar name. In fact, the publishing house Bonnier just released a collection of his greatest works in celebration of his 80th birthday. So this is actually, I feel really good about this.
And
one.
Accessible to people who would want to go and just
absolutely.
Go and pick one up?
I would suggest that people get their hands on Windows and Stones, which he published in 1966, and is still just as relevant as it was when it was first published.
Patrick Henry Bass, Takeaway contributor, senior editor at Essence Magazine. He's talking about the new Nobel Prize laureate for literature, Tomas Tranströmer, a Swedish poet. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.